Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Reish Yud Tes Omud Aleph. We are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Brura, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off the beautiful Simon Shin Samach Beis. And we begin on the very top line with the words Vitzorech. And the Mechaber is telling us additional details about the Tzuras HaPesach that we were learning about in the previous shurim. And he tells us, V'tzarech shu akonim shebet stodim chazokim lekabel delos koshu. The two vertical posts that comprise the vertical components of the Tzuras HaPesach, they must be strong enough that they can hold some sort of a door above them. Even, afilu shokash, even if this is made out of straw, o shokonim, or even just reeds, it's a very thin and flimsy type of a door, but it has to be some sturdiness to these vertical posts. As opposed to avokone shal gabon, but the horizontal post or even rope that we said, or string that goes above the two vertical lechis, so then that sagi bekoshu, that can be of any size whatsoever, can be very, very flimsy, v'afilu gemi mahani, and even a string itself would be perfectly acceptable. It doesn't have to have any real substance to it at all. Now, the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Samach Vav explains that this gemi, mikol makom osu gemi, this string over here, this very thin thread, so to say, tzarish lo yinotel ayde ruach, it can't be blowing in the wind. If it's so flimsy that it's not really taut over here on top of the two vertical posts, so then it's not considered a valid mechitza. And because of the sefer matzis shekel, the mikol makom kil kone sha'al gabon mikone shebistodim. Nevertheless, even with this caveat, we still have a much bigger leniency over here with what can be used for the horizontal bar over here of the Tzuras HaPesach versus the two vertical bars. The osin shebistodim, the two vertical posts over here, tzarech lizor shelo, you need them haruach, you have to be very careful that the wind doesn't blow them. We're going to learn Yitz Hashem in the upcoming shiurim. So the vertical posts have to be sturdy enough that they don't blow in the wind. But the horizontal rope or string or bar on the top doesn't require that same level of sturdiness. The issue footnote number 62 and adds over here that if the 10 bottom tvachim of the vertical posts don't move, and above them it may move a little bit, so the Shaar HaTzion in Simen Shin Samach Gimel says that according to the Machzis HaShekel, that would be still a good Tzuras HaPesach. And the reason why the vertical posts need to be sturdier than the horizontal post is because the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Kivin dehem mishum mechitza, because they're really functioning as the mechitza over here. Or mechitza sheruach menida lo mikri mechitza. As we've learned previously, any mechitza that blows in the wind, if it blows more than three tefachim in and out, that's why we said there's problems with cloth mechitzas or various types of canvas mechitzos. So if they're blowing too much in the wind, they don't constitute a real valid mechitza. However, but the horizontal bar of alakonish al gabon nihi, nevertheless, the tzarech lizor shelo yinotel ayde haruach, it can't be so flimsy that it's just totally taken away by the wind. Nevertheless, avol iya ruach yinido ein b'kach klum. But if it moves a little bit in the wind, that's not a problem. Because the ikar mechitza toli b'shnei akonim ha'om di minatzad. Because the vertical posts are the real essential part of that mechitza, and the horizontal bar just completes the tzuras ha'pesach. But if it moves about a little bit in the wind, that's not problematic at all. That's the first opinion the Mishnah Berurah brings down. However, he brings down, in the name of the Mishkanos Yaakov, as you can see in the Shaar HaTzion Os Nun Vav, v'yesh me'achronim shemachmirim b'zeh. This opinion is a much stricter opinion. Uladitu, according to this Mishkanos Yaakov and others, kisha osin ha'erev ayidei chevel tzorech lamachto b'chazoka. When you are using this horizontal bar on the top, just out of a rope, you have to make sure that it's taut. It's very tightly tight. Kidei shal yinidenu haruach. He holds, the Mishkanos Yaakov, that it can't be moving about quite a bit. Now, if you look at the Shaar HaTzion further in Os Nun Vav, he says, if you don't tie it tightly, you're going to have several problems with it over here. And he points out, if it bends downward, so then it's almost a circular type of a Tzuras HaPesach, and yesh lizor l'sakno, that would not be good, and you have to be careful to go and fix it. So this is the reason that the Shaar HaTzion brings down. In the issue footnote number 64, he brings this reason down as the first reason. He brings two additional reasons. He says, number two, you can see it by the bays, kivin shehachelek shenichpach lamata eino nimtza me'al hakonim el b'neiim, the part that's bent down in between and below the two vertical posts, nechshav l'tzuras ha'pesach v'netzat. It halachically is considered like a tzuras ha'pesach from the side, which we've pointed out already, is not good. And the third reason he brings down, Oz Gimel, kishachut rofo, if it's a very loose type of a string, matzu sha'ideha ruach yotzeachut mechaneged hamezuzos l'chutz. He says it's not going to be, if it's very loose, it's not going to be definitely that the string is going over the two vertical posts, and therefore it's also going to be a pasul tzuras ha'pesach. At the end of the footnote, he brings down in the name of the Griz, the Bris Gerov, from Eretz Yisrael, Shemitam ze osim misakne ho'eruvim l'choyim rechovim harbe. He says when you're using a string over here, it makes sense to make much wider vertical posts over here, because this way, in case the string does move a little bit, you're still going to be over the vertical posts. Dishu footnote number 63 brings down that this is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish, that you have to be very strict over here with the horizontal post as well. And he says there's no difference between the horizontal and vertical posts in the Tzuras of Pesach. But he does point out that it doesn't get ruined unless the horizontal post is brought below 10 tvachim, or it sways more than 3 tvachim away, or that it doesn't stay in a vertical position over the vertical posts. In all of these situations, you lose the Tzuras of Pesach, but otherwise, just because it moves a little bit, that doesn't ruin it, even according to the Chazon Ish. Dirshu footnote number 54 brings down that the vertical post over here, if it's next to a wall, then the vertical post can even be made out of sid, a flimsy type of a plastering, because the wall will maintain the sid and be considered a significant and sturdy vertical post. Now we go to Sif Yud Beis, which conclude Simin Shin Samach Beis. The Mechaber writes, Kippa. What is a kippa? So the Ramah tells us, Pirush Shar Ha'asui Kippa. This is a archway, a gateway over here, that is made sort of in a domed type of a fashion. You can see several examples of different scenarios in Dirshu footnote number 65 in the five different diagrams over there, which we'll discuss to some extent. In any event, the Mechaber is telling us that if you do have this kippa, this domed type of a tzuras ha-pesach, so he says, im yesh b'ragleha, if there is over here, in fact, a significant height in their legs, the hainu kodem shi'ischil es'agel, before it starts to arch, before it starts to curve and become a circle, that's what l'his'agel means, you have a asara tvachim. So in other words, if the vertical component, the y-axis over here of the arch, is at least 10 tvachim straight up, so then, despite the fact that the rest of the Tzuras HaPesach is going to be curved, Muteres is still perfectly good. Tzuras HaPesach, Mishum Tzuras HaPesach. It does constitute a halachically valid Tzuras HaPesach. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Zayin explains, Rotsu Omer, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Delo Mitzarfinon Mekoma Igol Legova Asara Tvachim. You can't count the arched part of the Tzuras HaPesach to make up the 10 Tvachim necessary to have as the vertical component of the Tzuras HaPesach. Shetzorach Lios Tzuras HaPesach, that has to be a perfectly straight Tzuras HaPesach of 10 Tvachim. Above that, if it's arched, that doesn't ruin it. Now, in Dirshu footnote number 65, you can see various diagrams. He brings down in the first diagram from the Chazon Ish, Shafilu and Hamashkov Agul Gamilamali. He says if the entire archway is curved, but it's more than 10 tvachim in the vertical component, so that's a perfectly kosher type of a Tzuras HaPesach. This is based upon the Rambam, it's brought down by the Turin Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei as well. However, the Ritva in Erevin says that you need to have a flat top. You can have a curved underside of the horizontal component, but if you don't have a flat top, it's not going to be kosher. This is also the opinion of Tosas and Shabbos, the Prima Godim, Shelis Chuzuch HaSam Sofer, and the Shelis Chuvus Mishkanus Yaakov, as well as other Achronim. There are several other diagrams over here with explanations. We don't have time to go through them all. Ayin Shum for yourself. Finally, Dirshu, footnote number 66, talks about what is the minimal distance that you need between one vertical post and the other in order to be able to form the minimal size of a Tzuras HaPesach. And he brings out a machlokes from Simin Tofrei Shlamed, which deals with Hilchas Sukkah, as to whether you need four Tvachim or not. In regards to a mezuzah, he brings down from the Shach, in order to require a mezuzah, you need to have at least a four tefach pesach. And therefore, some say that that applies as well to, for Shabbos, for Hilchas Mechitza, that you need to have at least four tefachim as well for a Tzuras HaPesach to work. Everybody agrees that you need to have at least three tefachim for sure, but many posts say you need four tefachim. If the Tzuras HaPesach has the vertical post going up more than 20 amos, or the Bir Halacha in Simin Shin Samach Gimel is going to tell us that that is perfectly good as well. However, if the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't have the 10 Tvachim, even though it has the form and shape of a Tzuras HaPesach, most of the Achronim say that that's no good. With that, we have concluded Simin Shin Samach Beis, and we begin Simin Shin Samach Gimel, which deals with the halachos of a mavui, an alleyway, and velechi, a halachic term for a vertical post that is going to be able to sometimes be considered like a separate wall by itself. Now, this is a very long simon. We begin with Sif Aleph. Mechaber tells us, Mokum sheyesh lo shalosh mechitzos. You have an area around which you are surrounded by three solid walls. So in this situation, Asru chachomim letaltel bo ad sheyaseh shum tikun b'revius. You're not allowed to carry within this area, even though on a derais level, we'll see, there are those poskim that say that this is a perfectly good rishus hayochid that's enclosed on three sides on a derais level. Nevertheless, the rabbis instituted that you have to make some sort of a tikkun, some sort of a recognizable change to the fourth side, not just leaving it open in order to be able to carry within that enclosure. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nal tells us, Hainu, we're talking here, Kigon Mavoi, Shebasuach L'Ruach Avias, you have an alleyway that is enclosed on three sides, and it's only open on the fourth side. It doesn't make a difference, as we'll see in a second, whether it's open to a Carmelis or a Rishus HaRabim. Or if you have a Chatzer, a courtyard, Shenifratz Echad Miksolov, it was originally enclosed on all four sides, and then one side, the wall fell down, and now you're open up to another area that's not a Rishus HaYachid. Then Bein Shebasuach L'Carmelis, whether this area you're opened up to, either from the Mavi or the breached Chatzer, is opening up into a Carmelis, or it's opening up all the Rishus HaRabim. In all of these situations, the rabbis required that you add something to this fourth wall before you're allowed to carry within this enclosed Mavoi or Chatzer. Otherwise, the rabbis in Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Asru Chacham L'Taltabo, the rabbis didn't allow you to carry it beyond Shir Arba Amos, beyond four Amos. Why? V'tam Shasru, why did the rabbis ask this? Because, T'kivin Shiruach Revi'es Pasuach Legamri, since the fourth side is totally open, Domek Tzasu Shasarabim, it looks very similar to a Rishasarabim. And V'inati Bazef, the rabbis let you carry within this enclosed on three sides area, Yavol L'Taltu Gam Rishasarabim, a person might mistakenly think that you can also carry in a Rishasarabim. And then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Ayin and the Bir Halacha. So first let's look at Dirshu footnote number 2 before we go to the Bir Halacha. Dirshu footnote number 2 brings down another reason from the Rabbeinu Yohonas son from the Gemara in Erevin, in the back in the Rif. He says, Kadesh lo yavo l'talta mishus harabim l'socho, because if you don't make something recognizable on the fourth open side, you may mistakenly go and carry from the Rishus HaRabim outside, inside to the Mavoi or the Chatzer, which would be going from Rishus HaRabim Daraisa into Rishus HaYochid, according to many Daraisa. And since it's totally open, this could easily be a mistake that a person would make, because the person might think that this area, since it's open to Rishus HaRabim, this Chatzer or Mavoi has the same status as Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the rabbis insisted that you have some sort of a hecker over here, this Lechi that you're going to create over there, Lahavdila Rishus HaRabim, to clearly demarcate from the Rishus HaRabim. Now, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Asu Chacham, V'chule, the Chofetz Chaim says, is this a Rishus HaYochid bin Daraisa or not? That if a person were to throw, let's say, from this Rishus HaRabim into this enclosed area on three sides, it's open on the fourth side to the Rishus HaRabim, would he be over, in fact, in Issa Torah of carrying from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid? And he says, this is the Machlokas, Yesh Plukta Bezeh Ben Rishonim. According to the Rambam, it's not considered Rishus HaYochid mid Daraisa unless you have four complete walls, or at least three complete walls with a Lechi on the fourth side that makes it halachically into a fourth wall. And this is also the opinion of the Reino Chanano. However, according to the majority of the other poskim, he brings down, this includes Rashi, Tosos, the Ravid, the Rosh, the Rashba, and the Ritva, they all hold that three walls, or even two walls with a Lechi, that would make it into Rishus HaYochid Gomur Min HaTorah. And therefore, in this situation, it would in fact be a Issa Daraisa to throw from the Rishus HaRabim into this enclosed Rishus HaYochid. The Chofetz Chaim then continues in the rest of this Bir Halacha saying that there are a huge number of potential ramifications of this din over here, but he first points out that it doesn't make a difference if the two walls that you have, let's say the third wall has a Lechi on it, so the two walls that you have look like a Gam, which is like a L backwards over here, as you can see in the Chofetz Chaim's Bir Halacha, or they're opposite each other. He says in each of these situations, it would be a Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah, according to the majority of the poskim, as long as you have on the additional side a Lechi. And you can see a number of these diagrams depicted in Dirshu footnote number 3, where he brings down from the Chazon Ish that the first diagram, where you have just the Lechi on the third side when the two walls are adjacent, like the Gam, the L figure over here, the letter Gam is the Greek letter Gamma, according to many, and it looks a little bit like an L backwards. So it's just a question of what is actually Rishus HaYochid. And according to some, it's only on the diagonal from the Lechi to the other corner. According to others, it's only the area contained within the Lechi itself. And you can see this in the second and third diagrams respectively. And then he also talks about what happens if it's a triangular type of a shape or a very, very wide triangular type of shape. The first top diagram on the left column is dealing with an angle less than 90 degrees, and the next diagram is dealing with an angle more than 90 degrees. So again, ayin in this footnote for some of the different opinions regarding these structures, whether they do in fact constitute a Rishus HaYochid Daraisa. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Gimel. He says that you have to do something to the fourth wall. What do you have to do? Hainu Mavur L'Kama Misiv Bezu Gimel L'Kol Echad Kedino. We'll have to explain what you have to do in the upcoming Sifim, which let's go right now to Sif Bez. Mechaber writes, Chotzer Shenifratz B'Miluo. If you have this Chotzer which has walls originally on all four sides, and now one wall was breached and it fell down, B'Miluo, on the entire side, so the wall facing the Rishus HaRabim of the Carmelis is now totally open. That wall is gone. as the Mishnah Berurah says, the Sivkot and Dalit, Rosh Shalom, Elamokum Arsel is that law. It's open to the area that it's not allowed to go and carry into, such as a Carmelis or Rishus Harabim. Bimi Luo, Sivkot and Hay, Kolomar, Kolakoso, the entire wall is down. So in this situation, Ad Eser Amodz, Nitar Bepas, Rochav, Arboa Tvachim, you can enclose this fourth wall by not having to fill in the entire wall, but just making a post over here, what we would call a lechi, or a pas over here, a board, that is at least four tfachim wide. This pas rochav arbor tfachim, shamidinu mitzad echod b'makom haparitz. You put it to one of the two sides, either attach it to the left-sided wall or to the right-sided wall, and you can see a clear depiction of this in Dirshu footnote number 4 in the diagram. This halachically encloses the fourth wall. If instead of putting one four tefach post on one side, like you can see in the diagram, you wanted to put two smaller posts, one on the left and one on the right, that would also work. In this situation, you don't need four tefachim. It's significant and satisfactory to just put a post of any width on one side and a post of any width on the other side. And even though this would technically be called the lechi, so Chavetz Chaim in Dibra Maskel, Bishnei Pasen Shoshneet Mishayoin, in the Bir Halacha says that we use these words somewhat interchangeably over here, pas and lechi. I got the Omer Beresha, pas rochav abar tvachim. Since we started speaking off with a pas, a board over here, a post, so we too use the same terminology, even though we're now talking really about a very thin type of a post called the lechi. The issue footnote number 5 does point out that these two posts have to be opposite each other. Shalo Yivlot. One can't be standing out further, so to say, than the other one. The Mechaber continues and writes, the same halacha applies. Likewise, if you had a wall there, and as long as you have at least four tefachim left to the wall, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 6 in the diagram, if the wall has at least four tefachim left on one side, that's also considered perfectly good. That's the same thing, like you put a lechi over there, a pas over there, that is four tefachim wide. In Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Zayin, he explains that Hainu Birosh HaKosel has to be at one of the two ends. It has to be all the way to the right or all the way to the left in the diagram. You can't have it plop in the middle. Or alternatively, if you leave part of the wall, O Mishtayer Mehashneit Stadim, Tefach Mikan V'Tefach Mikan. Or alternatively, as long as you have a little bit of the wall left on the right, a little bit of the wall left on the left, so then that's considered as if it's not breached fully, and that is considered still a valid fourth wall. That would be the exact same din as if you put up a lechi intentionally on each side. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Ches, Lav Davka Tefach, as we pointed out before, it doesn't have to even be a Tefach, Elodai Bishnei Mashuhuyin, it just has to be a Mashu on each side. As we pointed out, Kanal B'mamid Pasin L'chatrila, if you're putting up a Lechi, a post over there, a Pas, so then it works just as well if you have a very, very small one, or if it's slightly larger. Ukamosha Kosin the Beis Yosef, as we learned in the Beis Yosef as well. And then he tells us, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, and if you look in the Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maslo Tefach Mikan, points out the Lav Davka Tefach. He wants to suggest that there is a difference in the Darki Moshe. The Ramor over there writes that there's a difference between you creating a wall by putting up lechis there or having a wall that was initially present that's been destroyed. The bottom line is it appears like the Beis Yosef says that there is no such difference. And it doesn't have to be two tvachim, it would be enough with two mashus, a mashu on one side and a mashu on the other side. This is the opinion of the Rambam as well, and also the opinion of the Ritva. Seems to be also the opinion of the Rabbeinu Hananel, the Chavetz Chaim says, and in the Gemara, it actually says over there, a Loshon, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, of Shnei Mashahuyin, rather than Shnei Tvachim. This is also the opinion of the Elyar Rab, in the name of the Rashba, and Bevadai Lo Dochinon Kol Hani Rav Saw, Vipnei Divrei HaTosos. Only Tosos seems to say otherwise, that you specifically have to have a Tefach on each side, and therefore we can paskin over here like these more lenient opinions. However, he does bring down from the Chayyadam that one should be Machmer, if at all possible, for the Shita over here, that the Shulchan Aruch says in Lo B'Shas Adchak that you should have a tefach on each side unless it's under extenuating circumstances. Finally, the Mechaber concludes and he says, V'chol zeh b'gov asor tvachim, that this is necessary, it must be at least the height of 10 tvachim. V'afilu ein b'pirtza arba tvachim, and this is true even if you don't have in the breach over here 4 tvachim. He says, Kivon, Shehu b'miluah, since the entire wall is breached over here, tzarech tikun ad sheyei bo hapochus b'shlosha. You have to knock it down to be less than 3 tefachim wide if the entire wall is breached. So you have to use one of the suggestions that we just gave, or make it to less than 3 tefachim wide, and then there's no problem. It's considered a fully enclosed area. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tes says, v'ein tzok sheyei shoveh b'govah l'shark solim. It doesn't have to be if you're making a 10 tefach wall over here, it doesn't have to be as high as all the other wall. The pachas mizeh ain't a love shem mechitza klal, but less than 10 tefachim, it doesn't have the halacha status of a mechitza. Now, we still have Sivkot and Yud to address, but we've run out of time, so with that, we can, Yitz Hashem, pick this up tomorrow. With that, we conclude today's shir.